With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning post Super Bowl. It is February 8th edition of the Best Stocks Now and Best Inverse Funds Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. 80 degrees it's going to be today in San Diego. Hey, come visit us sometime. We would love to invite you up to our offices, and you can look at the San Diego Bay and the blue Pacific Ocean, which is looking pretty good, a heck of a lot better than the market today, which continues to take on water, and the sky continues to fall. Have you kissed your inverse funds today? I just looked at our overall assets under management at Gunderson Capital Management. We're actually up a little bit today because of those inverse fund positions. Right now, the Dow is down 265 points. It's under 16,000, 15,939. And I printed in my newsletter over the weekend the critical support levels on the Dow. We may not be in a bear market technically yet, but we'll get to the big picture of the market here today on Big Picture Monday. The S&P 500 is down 33 points. This comes after Friday's bashing. That adds up to 1.8%. We're at 1846 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ taking on water. The NASDAQ down 2% right now. It's down 88 points to 4275. Wasn't it at 5100 not too long ago? Crude oil is down. As crude oil goes, so goes the market. Crude is at 30.37. Gold is making a big move right now, 11.91. The euro at 1.11, and the 10-year yield clear down to 1.77. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I sent out another special bulletin to my listeners, to my readers of my newsletter, to my clients, to anybody within the sound of my voice last Thursday. This is the third special bulletin that I have sent out this year. In that special bulletin, I warned everybody, please read my newsletter this weekend. Well, that was last Thursday. I spent about 12 hours on said newsletter. I sent it out early Saturday morning. I hope you read it. If you didn't, here's where you can get my weekly newsletter. The results of a week of sitting at my desk every day from open to close and then some, looking at hundreds and hundreds of charts, reading all the news I can possibly get, looking at all of the financial reports, economic reports that I can possibly muster up, and then giving you my synopsis at the end of the week. You can go to my website at Gunderson Capital, GundersonCapital.com. That's about a 40-page newsletter, but you know what? It's mostly pictures. The pictures tell the story. And you can see what I said this past week once again in my newsletter, but I could sum it up by saying, have you kissed your inverse funds today? I've been talking them up since last fall. I've been adding them to my portfolio since early this year. Last week, my inverse fund positions continued to increase as my holdings in the stock market continued to decrease. I'll talk about my current asset allocation when we get to the third segment of the show. Suffice it to say, a pile of cash, which grew last week, a much smaller pile of holdings, and a pile of inverse funds that go up when markets go down. You know, I just was listening in to one of my new affiliates in Denver. Hey, of all places. Boy, they're celebrating in Denver today, aren't they? But it's a new financial station up there. I believe it's 710 KNUS, which is another of the Salem radio stations. It's a brand new format for them up there. I don't know what they had on before us, the Disney Channel or something like that. Well, they're getting more Mickey Mouse stuff here today from me. But KNUS, I heard them interviewing a financial planner this morning who advertises on the show. And they do things differently than I do. There's nothing wrong with that. And he's telling people to not be too alarmed by all this and to stay the course. Well, I don't believe in that. How can you not be alarmed? What? Don't be alarmed. Stay the course. I've heard that. You know what? I heard that message in 2000, 2001. I was lulled into that message. I heard that message in 2008, 2009. I was not lulled in by that message. I was inventing my Best Stocks Now app, which measures everything on a relative basis. On a relative basis, what's at the top of the heap and what's at the bottom of the heap? Are treasuries at the top of the heap? Are stocks at the top of the heap? Is gold at the top of the heap? Or one of the asset classes that I consider to be an asset class are inverse funds. Are they at the top of the heap? Man, did they fly in 2009. I was watching the Super Bowl with a bunch of friends yesterday, and the guy next to me says, "Hey, Bill, what do you think of the stock SKF? I know all about SKF. SKF is not a stock. SKF is an exchange-traded fund, otherwise known as an ETF. SKF is inverse the financial sector, which is one of the eyes of the hurricane right now. Do you know how well SKF did back in 08 and 09 when Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and Citigroup and Merrill Lynch and Countrywide Financial were melting down? I showed that in my newsletter, what that ETF did during that period of time. And guess what's breaking out once again? SKF. And it's a position here at Gunderson Capital Management. Would you rather own right now Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, the lenders? Or would you rather own SKF? Well, let's get through some of the news of the day before we get to Big Picture Monday, where we take a big picture and take a look at, step back from the details and take a look at the painting right now. How's the painting shaping up here on the market right now? We've had an expansion for the last 7 years. That expansion is grinding. That grinding noise you hear? Have you ever heard a train grinding to a halt? That's what it sounds like right now. Why in the world did the Fed raise interest rates in December? Big, big mistake. They really blew it, which has to make you think that the Fed doesn't really have a handle on what they're doing right now. The rest of the world is dropping and even going to negative interest rates, as they did in Japan last week. Will that help? It hasn't helped yet. Meanwhile, we're in New Hampshire this week. I hope somebody brings up the $19 trillion in debt. I hope somebody says, you know what? I've got a plan to start whittling that down. We cannot continue to spend every year. We spend $1 trillion more than what we take in. Basically, we take in $3 trillion in tax revenues and all this and that, fines, regulations. We put out $4 trillion. That's a $1 trillion deficit. That's 33% profit loss. That's a loss. We can't continue to do that. Which candidate will take that on in New Hampshire? Which candidate will talk about North Korea? You going to let them explode H-bombs and fling missiles around the world, Chinese firecrackers and whatnot? How about Puerto Rico? Their debt drama continues. Meanwhile, Argentina is negotiating with the rest of the world to let them back into the world markets. You know, Argentina has defaulted so many times that not a lot of lenders anymore. But they do have a businessman down there leading the country now. Chesapeake down 23%. It's on survival watch. Hey, they should have a show, Oil Stock Survivor. You know, I hate to be mean, but it's just brutal out there. With $30 oil, What's going to happen to all those junk bonds? That's why I have an inverse position called SJB. It goes the opposite way of high yield bonds. And Europe, what is Europe going to do? My EPV, which is an inverse fund on Europe, is up 5.2% today. Now Greece is back in the headlines. Oh my gosh. Is there good news? I'm looking here for some good news. The good news is the inverse funds are breaking out to new highs today. Gold is breaking out. You cannot treat this market like you've treated your market over the last 6 years. Don't be too alarmed, they say. Damn, I'm alarmed. And I'm doing something about it. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, some titles of my newsletters lately have been Storm Watch, Be Prepared. Is this the big one? I have been a bull since March 27th of 2009. Last October, I started warning. We started to have a breakdown in October of last year. Why? Well, because the Fed, it was inevitable that they were going to hike interest rates. And the market started to wobble. It wobbled, then we had a better than expected earnings season, and the market came back. And then it started to wobble. That wobble really began on January the 1st, actually, you know, about December the 30th, I would say. The last 2 days of the year were nasty. The first week of the year was nasty. The market did not like what it saw. And I have been warning ever since. I have been raising cash. Gobs of cash. I have been buying inverse funds. I've said many times that during the last bear market in 08, I was working on my spreadsheet, which I converted into a database, which I converted into a portable app that people can use as a resource. I really never intended it for the public use. I built it for my own use as a money manager. And at that time, I said, you know, the next bear market, I've watched how this one has behaved. I'm going to be prepared. Because there's a lot of things that do very well in bear markets. And the number one thing, obviously, are inverse funds. Gold does well during a bull market, bear market. Bonds do well. Treasuries, because they're safe havens, they do well during a bear market. A bear market actually can be profitable. There's ways to make money if we break down into a full-on bear market. The question is, have we broken down into a full-on bear market? Well, it doesn't just happen. The switch doesn't flip Thursday to Friday from bull to bear, but there's been many pivotal days and many pivotal weeks here recently, and I believe that we are transitioning quite rapidly now into that bear market after 6.5 years, almost 7 years of bull. Now, here's the problem. Most people in my industry, the vast majority of them, parrot the same words I heard this morning on a financial show from a financial planner, an unnamed financial planner in an unnamed city for an unnamed firm. But he said, don't be too alarmed. Investors shouldn't be too alarmed right now. Don't be too alarmed. I'm very alarmed, and I've been sounding the alarm since last October. I do not believe in being invested in the market during a recession. Recessions and bear markets go hand in hand. That's why we watch things like industrial production and non-farm payrolls and purchasing managers index and all of these other things, job creation. If you think back, you know what's really created this expansion over the last 6 years, almost 7 years? It's been two things. It's been the Fed with the zero interest rate policy, ZERP. We have not gotten any help whatsoever from the federal government as far as fiscal policy. Oh, they talk all the time. We need to do something to spur the economy through tax breaks. That ain't going to ever happen. Never. Obviously, unless we get some kind of change in leadership that's more pro-business and more pro-economy. In the meantime, we are completely dependent upon the Fed zero interest rate policy, which is no longer in place. As you know, they hiked rates in December. And the other thing that has kept this growth going has been the fracking boom. How much did the fracking boom contribute to the job creation and the growth here in America? We had a guy that we know, that we've observed, he went to North Dakota a couple years ago. Guess what? He's back. The boom is over for now. And that's going to really weigh on the economy. And low oil prices, look how much they're weighing on the global economy right now. Who would have ever thought? You know, this is the exact opposite. It's funny how things turn out sometimes. We always thought that it would be booming oil prices that would kill us. You know, with OPEC in command and oil prices zooming, we've seen rationing. You remember the lines back in the early 80s that we had to get in? If you had an even license plate, you could get your gas on Tuesday because of the oil embargo. We thought there was a shortage of oil. Instead, there's a glut of oil. That's how that one turned out. And they're screaming, come on in, buy our oil. We've got how many millions of barrels sitting in Cushing, Oklahoma? The biggest stockpile of all time. And oil is at $30 a barrel. It's killing the Middle East countries. It's killing Russia. And it's hurting, damaging the world economy right now. And it's damaging and hurting the U.S. economy. Our latest GDP read came in at 0.7%. Well, I live in Southern California. Oh, I felt dozens upon dozens of earthquakes since I've lived here. Sometimes the chandeliers swing a little bit. Sometimes the building sways. I'm on the 19th floor down here. Every time the earth shakes here in Southern California, we ask ourselves, is this the big one? We've been told that one of these days, the big earthquake is sure to strike. Well, we asked the same thing in the stock market. The bull market began back in March of 2009, and I've been touting the bull ever since. I've been on the bullish camp. I was on the bullish camp last fall. 6.5 years, bullish camp. The market went from 666 as high as 2,134. It more than tripled, not doubled, tripled, a 220% move. Friday was one of the worst days that I've seen in the market in a long time, and it's being followed up again today with another horrible move. I haven't gone in and examined the patient yet. When I look at hundreds and hundreds of charts today, I'll get a better read. I'm getting less and less charts to look at every single day because I own fewer and fewer stocks. But the charts that look the best to me right now continue to be these inverse funds. The next bear market, it's not a matter of if it will ever hit. It's when it will ever hit. Is it here? Well, we'll examine that question in the second half of the show. As you know, I've been warning for the last several months that this bull market, is getting long in the tooth. And you know what the average advisor out there is doing right now about it? Nothing. Like the Disney movie Frozen, that's exactly what they are. And they're telling you to not be alarmed and to stay the course. I say phooey on that. I'm an active investor, not a passive investor. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I sent out a tweet. If I hear, don't be alarmed, stay the course, one more time, I'm going to puke. Investors stayed the course in 2000, 2001, and their SDLI and their pets.com went from $280 a share down to $2 or $3 per share. More investors stayed the course in 2007, 2008. Bear Stearns went to zero. Lehman Brothers went to zero. The financials got crashed. And yet the index investors say, yeah, but it all came back, you know. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see the logical sense. You know, I've been watching the economy. I've been watching the markets for the last 6 years. We bottomed in March of 2009, and we started a new expansion, and we started earnings growth once again in the S&P 500. But all along, I've been saying I keep one eye in the rearview mirror, because eventually that earnings growth is going to come to an end, and we're going to have another earnings recession in the S&P 500. When earnings start to contract in the S&P 500, the market will start to contract. The market follows earnings. And earnings are a result of the economy. Fed policy, employment, job creation. That's what creates earnings. The healthy consumer. That's what creates earnings and growth for corporate America. And eventually everything is cyclical in the market. And eventually that expansionary cycle in the economy will come to an end. It came to an end for China. Well, China is still growing, but it's decelerating tremendously. I continue to have and pick on, I hate to use that word, but it's the truth, an inverse position on China. Europe is one big fat mess. Whether it's the big fat Greek problem, whether it's taking in too many refugees and trying to support them all, whether it's social programs up to here, whether it's terrorist attacks, whether it's strangulation of regulations. Do you know how hard it is to create a business in Greece? They want you to send in a stool sample to create a website. If you don't believe me, look it up. That's how bad the regulatory process is. And we're moving in that direction. So eventually all of these cycles come to an end. The cycle has ended in Europe. They're talking about negative interest rates there. Japan is talking about negative interest rates. In the meantime, there are inverse funds on Europe. I own one. There are inverse funds on China. I own one. In fact, when we get to the end of this little segment here, I'm going to tell you. You'll be shocked when you hear my current asset allocation here at Gunderson Capital Management. You'll be shocked. No, we're not 100% invested in the market. No, we're not staying the course. No. Yes, I do wake up and I do look at the world around me, and I look at how stocks are behaving, and I look at the economic reports. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can weigh facts just like a judge would. Evidence is presented to the judge. He weighs the facts. He puts the innocent facts over on this side of the scale, and he puts the guilty facts over on this side of the scale, and eventually it starts to tip one way or another. Which way is it tipping right now? Well, I sent out a special bulletin last Thursday. I said, please read the newsletter this weekend. I know it's Super Bowl weekend. Take the time during halftime show or whatever. Read the newsletter. You can get my newsletter at Gunderson Capital. I would say last week we had more requests for my newsletter probably than ever. I'd say more than ever. Had more subscriptions to the newsletter than any other week. People are looking for direction right now. They're sick of hearing, don't be alarmed. Stay the course. No. I mean, they did that in 08 and they got clobbered. They did that in 01, they got clobbered. There are financial instruments right now that can be used as hedges. You ever hear of a hedge fund? Why did they call them a hedge fund? They use hedges. And they also charge you 20% of the profits. I'm not a hedge fund. I'm a fee-based advisor. There's no commissions here. There's just an advisory fee. And some people say, well, aren't you more expensive than other advisors? I say, well, you know, your advisor's got you in all mutual funds. And he's got you in a fee-based program. You're paying him a fee. And on top of that, you're paying the hidden fees inside of the mutual funds. You can look up each one of those mutual funds that you own and figure out how much their annual management fee. By the time you pay your advisor 1%, and another 1.5%, 2% in the fund, you're paying 2.5% to 3% every year total. You don't realize that. And they're telling you to stay the course and don't be alarmed. Well, I'm just here to tell you there are ways, there are methods, there are tools available. I've talked about a toolkit. I've talked about my tackle box. I have a tackle box on my boat. Some of those things haven't been unwrapped for a couple of years. I can remember my dad's tackle box. That was the funniest thing. He had some stuff in there. I'd pull it out. Remember the lures, bombers? Oh, I love those bombers. You would cast them into the tules and wind them. They're deep diving plugs. And the bass really like them, largemouth bass. You'd pull out a bomber out of my dad's tackle box, and about 27 things would be attached to it. Hooks, you know, sinkers, bobbers. A bobber. Remember the bobber? When that red and white bobber starts to bounce along, your heart rate goes up. Man, you got a fish on that line. I used to love to watch my bobber. Well, I watch the bobbers in the stock market now. And that bobber started to bounce up and down last October. And now that bobber's underwater. That's not a good sign. But I gave some examples in my newsletter. Here's what I observed during the last bear market. The leveraged financial sector ETF, okay, this is opposite what the financials did. It went from $10 a share to $48 a share. That's almost a five bagger. I own that one again. The NASDAQ ETF, two times inverse, went from $56 a share to $176 a share. Now, let me ask you this. Would you be happy if you owned a stock that went from $56 a share to $176 a share? Yet people will say, oh, I don't know about those inverse funds. I'm afraid of those things. You know what? It's no different than owning a stock. You just own a group of stocks. And you're on the other side of the street from the don't be too alarmed frozen crowd. The inverse Dow back in 2008 went from $12 a share to $34 a share. So these inverse funds were invented, oh, I don't know, 2002. I started using them in about 2003 in variable annuities. There were some variable annuities out there. I believe American Scandia had some, which is now owned by Prudential. And they had pro funds in there. And pro funds have a whole collection of mutual funds that include inverse funds. Now, I don't know if the average person out there today in their 401k choices has any inverse funds, but they can sure be useful right now. Number one, to hedge. And number two, to actually invest in. Look at SKF. It's breaking out to new highs today. Here's my current asset allocation at Gunderson Capital Management. I just looked. I was kind of shocked myself. This is a result of the actions that I've been taking. I'm an active investor. I'm not a passive investor. I currently have 60% in cash. I currently have 15% in inverse funds, and some of them are leveraged 2-to-1. And I'm currently 25% invested in some of the stocks, not a whole lot anymore, 25% that are still holding up. I would urge you to take a look at your portfolio right now, where you're at. Do you own emerging markets? Do you own Europe? Do you own high yield or junk bonds? Are you still 99% invested? Hey, you know what? That's not the way I believe in being invested right now. I am alarmed, and I have been doing something. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, not every day is going to be a down day. There's going to be some big up days. The market is bouncing around. It's transitioning. Overall, right now, the market's down 300. We're up a little bit today at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, if the market's up 300 tomorrow, we won't be up as much as the market. But we have a lot of hedges in place. I was just looking here. Let me sort this out real quickly. There we go. The inverse biotech ETF that I own is up 7% today. Tyson Foods, I don't know what's going on there. That's a pretty big position here. It's up 5.5% today. It had another huge day on Friday. I guess it's all the chicken wings we ate for the Super Bowl yesterday. Boy, did I have indigestion last night. Man, I had to take some of those Tums. Skyline Chili. I love it. That's one of my favorite things. Rob Sanford's wife, I believe, is from Cincinnati, and she makes that Skyline Chili from Cincinnati. I think it's got a little cinnamon in it or something. Man, I can't leave that stuff alone. Chicken wings, I can do without chicken wings. My ultra-short emerging markets up 4.4% today. My ultra short China up 4.2%. My double short Dow is up 3.7% today. And my inverse small caps up 2.3% today. My inverse junk bonds high yield up 1.2%. I know, they sound scary. Well, would you rather own junk bonds or have the inverse position on junk bonds? Would you rather own Europe? Or would you rather have the inverse side of the equation? Once again, my current asset allocation, I'm looking right here at my screen. Assets under management, 60% cash, 15% inverse funds. Some of them are leveraged 2-to-1, 25% left in the stock market. Take a look at your allocation today. Ask your advisor, what is your plan? The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500, but many stocks were down 70, 80, 90%. What is your plan? Are you alarmed? Are you being told to stay the course? You know, look, everybody has to decide for themselves. I mean, if you stayed the course, it did come back last time. But it took a long time. If you're retiring next year, you know, you don't have time for it to come back. If you want a little different look at how the market is handled, how we handle the market during a recession, during a bear, which we'll get to here in a minute, are we now in a bear market? You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com and request a call from one of us. We're going to be busy today. All hands on deck. I love this. I love being busy. We're always busy here, but we're busier than most right now, and we're prepared. We've been preparing. We're ready. So is the market now in a bear market? Has that seven-year expansion come to an end? Well, it appears to me, you know, one of the things that we have to look at. My Best Stocks Now system, I hate to call it a system, my belief. I believe that you have to look at both valuation and you have to look at momentum or performance and technical patterns. I think it all goes together. The first place a bear market shows up is in the behavior of individual stocks. The behavior of individual stocks right now is downright horrid. Not every stock, but the vast majority, even the best ones, they look horrid right now. Another place that the early signs of bear shows up is in the indexes, obviously. If the parts of the index look horrid, eventually the index starts to look horrid. The indexes have not broken down yet through their critical support levels, but they're headed in that direction rapidly. I don't wait until they break down. As I said, I currently have 60% cash, 15% in inverse funds. We're active managers. I don't believe in passive investment. I couldn't sleep at night being a passive investor, and I doubt that you could sleep at night being a passive investor. Is anybody doing anything for you? Well, I know how most people behave in this industry. I know my industry. I've been in it for 20 years. I've seen all kinds of characters in this industry, and I would just use one word for the vast majority of this industry right now. It's frozen. Telling, don't be alarmed. Stay the course. Meanwhile, gold is breaking out to the upside. Meanwhile, inverse stocks are breaking out while the other side, while small caps are breaking down, inverse small caps are breaking out. There is something that can be done during a time like this. Well, I've been bullish for the last 6.5, almost 7 years. March 27th would be the 7-year anniversary. Earnings estimates for this year continued to decline. We're clear down to $123 per share right now, and it looks like they're going lower. My target price for the S&P 500 continues to decline. And while the market may look a lot cheaper than it was 3 months ago, and while the valuation may look attractive here, and I'm sure we'll hear plenty of that, this is a great buying opportunity right now. The other side of that equation is momentum and performance, and that part of the equation is horrid. No, I can't officially say we're in a bear market yet, but it appears to me that we are now transitioning quite rapidly, and the pace seems to be quickening here into a bear market. In fact, if you read my newsletter from over the weekend, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I stated that I have been bullish since 3/27/09. It now appears that the market is transitioning into, in big bold letters, a bear market. And if we look at the pieces, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ is now in sell territory. Small caps, emerging markets, China, it looks bad. If nobody's doing anything for you and you're scared to death, give us a call. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. I'm going to work, everybody. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.